Blog Talk Radio.
One team, one heart, one player through the hole, one goal from the start. Dominate the heart of the black and blue and watch the Super Bowl dream to the end of the world.
Good afternoon, sports fans, and welcome to the broadcast here. I'm coming to you live from Flesh Field, where in just about 2 hours, the Seattle Seahawks will take on the Denver Broncos in some NFL preseason action. But before that happens, for the third annual third time in a row, the Seattle Majestics will be hosting a fellow IWFL football team here. And the ladies will take the field at Quest Field in front of all of the Seahawks fans, the 12 man, and they're going to show the fans what women's football is all about. So tonight it is the Portland Shockwaves visiting the Seattle Majestics here at Quest Field. And we're about 15 minutes away from the beginning of the scrimmage. It's going to be a 30-minute scrimmage. It's not going to be, obviously, a full-on game, but there's definitely going to be a lot of hitting. The ladies are excited, and the coaches are ready to go. So right now we're back in the tunnel, ready to go onto Quest Field, and the coaches are making their final speeches. The ladies are getting ready, and we will be ready to kick it off here very shortly. So again, it's the Portland Shockwaves and the Seattle Majestics. Seattle making the playoffs this year, and Portland coming very close. These are two teams that played each other 4 times during the regular season, so they know each other very well, and this should be a good display of women's football. Both of these teams have a lot of dynamic players, several IWFL All-Stars on both sides of the ball. And so it should be an exciting display. The fans are starting to file into Quest Field, and everybody's getting set here for some preseason football. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll be bringing you the action here live from Quest Field. So to go over and recap, basically the Seattle Seahawks and the Seattle Majestics have been involved for the last 3 years. The initial game 3 years ago was also between these two teams, Portland and Seattle. Last year, Seattle hosted the Sacramento Sirens, and I think every team who's come through and had the chance to experience this has really enjoyed it. In addition to scrimmaging each other on the field, they also get to do the American flag presentation before the game, and both teams really enjoy that as well. So they're on the field not only to play football, but also to represent our country. And now they're lining up and getting ready to have some pictures taken. Everybody's kind of piling around. The mood here is light, but I can guarantee you that as soon as they're out on the football field, they're all about business. So it should be exciting. Stay with us. We're about 10 minutes away from going out onto the field and participating in this scrimmage. And this is going to be the standard NFL rules scrimmage. They've all got their pads. They've all got their helmets. They're representing for their teams and for the Independent Women's Football League. And they're very happy to do so. So the coaches are giving some final instructions. Everybody's getting loosened up and ready to go. So here we go. And both teams are now in their huddle, kind of making some final preparations here. The Seattle Majestics coming off another undefeated regular season. They advanced to the playoffs for the third year in a row. And Portland, like I said, coming in at 4-4 on the season, but of course all of those losses came against Seattle. And there's not going to be any score kept here today, but I can tell you that all teams want to come out and represent for their team. And here we go through the walkway and on the crest field underneath the lights. And I have to tell you, it's pretty amazing to get to walk out here onto the field, the same field where the pros play. And the Broncos and the Seahawks players are warming up as we speak. And we're getting ready to go ahead and get out there on the field. We'll go around here. Teams are still getting set up, getting ready to have their pictures taken by the Seahawks professional photographer. The Seattle Majestics will be first. They're lining up and getting ready. And already they've got some drawing the attention of some of the Broncos players that are warming up on the sideline. Last year it was the Seattle Seahawks and the Oakland Raiders that scrimmaged. And about halfway through the Majestic and Sirens game, most of the Oakland players stopped warming up and were actually watching and enjoying the game. So this is a great opportunity for both teams and an opportunity for some of these NFL players to take a look at their female counterparts. So we're just a few more minutes away, and we'll be scrimmaging right on the field. And the officials will be NFL officials, the backup officials for the NFL game. So that's another exciting experience there. And we thank you all for joining us. Hope you enjoy the my rambling as we get set to enjoy the scrimmage. So here we go, the Majestics, we've got their picture taken. They're getting ready for the final setup. And Portland is now having their picture taken. Meanwhile, Seattle's going to be running some players. And you always want to make sure that you impress the home field fans. And already there's several thousand fans here getting ready for the game. And it's a great way for the IWFL and women's football to introduce themselves. So let's go into the huddle here with the Majestic. All right. So here's a shot from the coach. Take a listen. Hey, Coach Mike Jolly for the Seattle Majestics is getting everybody into the position where they need to be, getting everybody squared away. This is Mike Jolly's second year as head coach of the Majestics. They finished, again, 8-0, the third time in the world that they finished the regular season undefeated. And looking to build on that success. And it's published of players like this that just helps draw more fans and more players to the Majestic. So this is a great experience for both teams. And now Portland is getting ready to go. Their quarterbacks are warming up, taking some snaps. Everybody's getting warmed up, making sure that they don't hurt themselves. And meanwhile, the Denver Broncos are continuing to warm up on the field and get ready to go. And of course, they're stretching and at the same time checking out the ladies' team. So we'll see what happens as the scrimmage progresses. Well, now we've got S.A., Chris Asara, linebacker for the Majestic. Yeah, linebacker, lineman. What do you got to say? Are you excited for the game?
I'm really excited to hit someone. It's been a long time since we had a real game, and this 30 minutes will let us get some of that anger out.
Yeah. All right, so you're not going to go easy on him just because it's an exhibition?
No, no.
You're ready to get excited.
We're ready to go out there and really hit somebody.
Well,
we all know that it's all for fun.
So. Oh, yeah, no, it's all for fun.
Keep it safe.
Keep it safe. There you go. Take that with the heart there, kids. Keep it safe, but always go hard. And that's one reason why S.A. is a multi-time IWFL All-Star. A hard hitter, but a fair player all the way through. And so now everybody's still getting ready, getting stretched. And we're about 5 or 10 minutes away. I've been told that a little bit later that it was initially planned to start, but the ladies will be taking the field soon enough. Everybody's kind of milling around now. The officials are introducing themselves. And just kind of getting the lay of the field. There's a whole bunch of markings on an NFL sideline. I don't know if you ever had a chance to take a look at it. But there's all sorts of white lines and yellow lines and flags and cones. And depending on who you are, whether you're a coach, a player, a member of the media, you can go certain places, you can't go other places. And the NFL has to make sure that all of their rules are strict. So we're getting the rundown here, making sure that we keep it legal there. And as the fans continue to file in, there's some fans in the Broncos blue and orange, and obviously a lot more fans in the Seahawks blue, as we're here in Seattle at Quest Field. And again, we want to thank you for joining us. Everybody's milling around now, getting ready to go out on the field and take part in this scrimmage. And then, like I said, after that, both teams will have the opportunity to present the American flag prior to kickoff. So a fantastic evening for both teams all the way around. Everybody's still getting ready and loosened up. I'll just let you enjoy some of the sounds from the game in Italy. There's a lot of noise going on. If the speakers are on, the Seagulls, the Seahawks cheerleaders are getting ready. And, of course, both the NFL and IWFL teams getting stretched out and ready for tonight's contest. So we are just a few minutes away from the scrimmage. And already it's a lot of interest, a lot of attention. The fans have noticed both teams, and there's a lot of ladies and gentlemen down right up close to the edge of the sidelines there, and they're checking out the women's teams that are warming up here. So probably, I would say, about 3,000 fans already in the seats, and there's more falling in all the time. So this is a great opportunity for both teams to show off their skills. And tonight, we are going to be treated to quite a show. The Seattle Majestics offense is led by number 10, Michael Volk. She is, her day job is as a police officer with Tacoma, Washington. So she's not only a gunslinger on the field, she also packs some heat off the field. And at running back, the Majestics have number 3, Rachel Gore. And out at wideout, they have 2 of the fastest women in the league, number 9, Adrian Wilson. And then also on the opposite side, touchdown, Crystal Brown. And for the Portland Sharpwaves, they're going to be led by the running back, Renoso. And she led the team this year as one of the MVPs this year. And she had 93 carries and averaged almost 8 yards a carry. She also had 5 touchdowns on the season. So the Portland ground game is definitely soft. And it'll be a great match between the Majestic defense and Portland. So it's the final preparations being made, the coaches talking to their teams, everybody's coming into the huddle, and we're about ready to get underway. Any minute now, the Denver Broncos are still warming up, so of course we don't want to kick them off the field too early. But they're starting to clear out, and the teams are starting to head out to the field. So let's see who's going to start this off. It looks like the Majestics are out on the field right now, going through a couple of plays, and then Portland should be joining them shortly to go ahead and get the scrimmage underway. So there's some last-second changes and milling around, and then we will be underway. So let's see what happens here. And as far as the and in case you didn't hear that, the announcer just let everybody in the stadium know who's playing. It's the Seattle Majestics and the Portland Shockwave. And it looks like the way that they're going to do it, because they're doing a shorter field scrimmage, they're going to start the ball at the 35-yard line, and Seattle is going to start on offense. They're out on the offense now, and basically they're just going to go back and forth. So they're not going to open with a kickoff, but other than that, it's going to be your same basic football game. So let's see what they've got. And they're getting ready now. They've broken their huddles. Portland comes out on defense. And Seattle now down getting ready. And Seattle has the ball at the 35-yard line. They're going to be headed towards the Hawks' nest, trying to put the ball in the end zone. So let's see what happens here. The referees blow their whistle, and we are about to get this underway. Michael Volk on the center. Adrian Wilson in motion. There's a snap, and she hands it off to Rachel Gore, who gets up for about 3 yards up the center before being tackled by a host of Portland defenders. And now Crystal Brown comes into the game for Adrian Wilson. So they make some switches. And instead of doing fourth down, first down, second down, things of that nature, it's going to be simply a running clock, 15 minutes of time. And so Seattle has as many opportunities to put the ball in the end zone in that time. And after that, it's going to go back to Portland. They're going to go to Portland. And it looks like here's the snap, and Michael Volk hands off to Crystal Brown. She runs it in around the side, but doesn't get anywhere. And so Seattle has two short runs. Now they make the switch again. Adrian coming on to replace Crystal Brown. And a host of Portland Shockwave players come out, so there's some defensive changes there. Portland was led on defense this year by number 87. She had 33 tackles, 1 sack, and 15 assists. And they've got a host of good, strong, solid defenders there on the line. So let's see. Michael Volk drops back. Looks and throws underneath for Gretchen Pitchers, but number 80, Lutz, for Portland, had great coverage and backs the ball away. So an incomplete pass there. And the teams will go back into the huddle. So the Majestics still have the ball on their own 35. Fans continue to crowd in, and on the far side, I can actually see the pregame show for the local television station. And they're broadcasting as well as us from Quest Field, getting ready for the Seahawks and Broncos game. And now we've got a whole bunch of Denver Broncos on the side here, around the Denver Broncos sideline, and they're watching the game as well. So now Michael Volk on the center, drops back, looks, finds Camille ahead, and she makes the completion, and she is tackled by number 3 for Portland. That would be Tucker. And Tucker, another offensive power as well as on the defense, and had a couple of carries in the year, so a versatile player there. And now the Majestics are going to bring in a couple of bigger players, so it looks like they're bringing in the big guns as opposed to some of the speed that they've had out previously. So we'll see what happens here. holding and staying strong and holding with the personnel that they had on the field at the end of the last point. They're going to be lined up and ready to anticipate what the Majestics are going to bring next. The Majestics start with two in the backfield and two out wide. And here is the handoff to number one, Air Force, Anderson. And she carries it off of the right side for about 5 yards. And then she's tackled by a couple of different Poland defenders. So Poland doing a good job in this scrimmage of getting several helmets to the ball and wrapping up with a quick tackle. Now Crystal Sanderson comes out, and number 87, Renee Ryan, comes in. Poland is going to hold strong. They're coming with a five on the defensive line. And a number of players in the linebacker position and just one safety. So they're anticipating a run, it looks like. Majestics drop back so long, and it's overthrown. Michael Volk wanted number 89, Gretchen Pitras, but that one safety, number 12 for Poland, was there where she needed to be and was able to make that stop. So an overthrow and some good coverage by Poland. And Seattle is still at the 30-yard line. So here they come out of the huddle. Seattle wearing their home black and red jerseys. Poland in their white jerseys. And now Seattle at the line. Michael Volk dropping back in the shotgun. She's got two out wide, one on either side, and one in the backfield. Here's the snap, a little high. She lifts, she rolls, she throws, and it's hurried. The Poland defense, number 37, was bringing the pressure and forced the throw a little bit earlier. So again, Michael Volk overthrows the tight end, Gretchen Pitras. So here we go. Let's see what they decide to do now. Portland really has not made a lot of substitutions. Seattle making a few substitutions with each play, and so far Portland is held strong. So they've got their defense set the way they like, and so far they've been having a lot of success. Right now they've got two in the safeties, and it looks like four women right up at the front, the rest in the midfield and linebacker position. So now let's see what they do. Michael Volk again in the shotgun. And calling out the play, she's got three wide out. Here's the snap, she lifts, and it is incomplete. Once again, it was in and out of the hands of number 87 for Seattle. Now Portland brings on a few players. Big number 70 is coming in, and that would be Fish, the second leading tackler on Portland's team. There are 32 tackles, including one sack. So we're bringing in some size, and we'll see what we can do. Seattle is back at the 35 and trying to make something happen here. And both the Seattle Majestics and the Portland Shockwave have their names and logos up on the Jumbotron. So the Seattle Seahawks happy to help spread the word about women's football here in the Northwest. And here's the snap. Michael Volk from the shotgun getting some pressure from number 72 for Portland. That would be Pat. And the pressure pays off. Michael Volk has to throw it away. So an incomplete pass there. And the Majestics will continue to try and find some offensive success here. They haven't had much early on. But then again, the exhibition game, the most important thing for all of these ladies just to get a chance to be out there on the same field as their NFL counterparts and really just have a good evening and play some good football. So here we are, Michael Volk back under center. And here she throws the snap, hands off to number 5, Casey Rivas, who moves the power ahead. And that's some good smash mouth football for you. There's probably about 5,000 to 7,000 fans in the stands right now, and they're liking what they see. They're clapping and enjoying the game as well as the ladies are. So good to see that. Hopefully, this opens some of them up to the sport of women's football, tackle football, NFL rules, No laundry all week, no powder puffs, two-hand touch. This is the real deal. And there's a lot of talented athletes in this league, and these fans here at Seahawks Stadium, Quest Field, are getting a chance to see it. And now Michael Holt hands off to number 50, S.A. Sifasara, and she bangs through before being brought down by number 70, Fish. So another tackle there for big number 70 for Portland. And now there's some substitutions. Actually, it looks like Michael Burke is going to come out. And so it'll be interesting to see who the Majestics bring in. It's going to be Rachel Gore, who had quite a season for the Majestics. Was averaging about two touchdowns a game during the regular season. And she moves from the backfield to under center. So let's see what she can do. She hit it off. And it looks like there's a good play up the middle. About a 10 to 12 yard gain, and that's number 23 for the Majestics. So a good run there, and the Majestics now called it out. They're in the red zone, they're at the 19 of Portland, and we will see if they can keep this success up. So now let's see what happens. There's some last second substitutions for Portland. The defense still moving around, trying to get set. Gore under center now for the Majestics. Here's the snap. She fakes the handoff. Nope, gives the handoff to number 87. And they're back. Steps around the side for a 10-yard gain before being brought down on the far side. So the Majestics are about 9 yards from the end zone now. And they're excited. There's a lot of support on both sides, as you can well imagine. And they are just loving this. So now the Majestics have the ball about 9 yards away from the goal line, and they're going to see what they can do here. Gore continues to be under center at quarterback, and she's got two wide out to her left and two in the backfield. See what they do here. And it's a handoff on the right side. Lambo, Christine Lambo, and she gets a couple of yards before being locked up. Number 70, Fish, and number 22, Johnson. Make the tackle for Portland. So let's see what they do now. That got them about a yard. And again, there's no downs. It's not first down, second down. They're just two 15-minute halves, if you will. One chance for the Majestics offense to come out and show its stuff. And then in a few minutes, the Portland offense will have a chance to go up against the Majestics defense and show the fans here at Quest Field what they can do. So, here we go. Rachel Gore under center. She drives back. Luke, it's the throw. Number 9, Adrian Wilson. And a touchdown. Adrian Wilson. Rachel Gore just dropped the ball in there nicely. Well, only she was going to be able to make that catch. And the Majestics score the first touchdown here of this scrimmage. So the Majestics will bring it back out to the 35-yard line, and we'll start all over again, see if they can do it again. So, in just a few minutes, Portland, like I said, will have a chance on offense, but for now, Seattle's going to try to repeat that last drive, and they're being chewed on by the fans here at Cross Field. And it's a pretty exciting atmosphere right now. So here we go. Back under center again is Michael Volk in shotgun. And it's a long snap. And she has the power on the ball. And she is covered up by number 72, Pat, for the Portland Shockwave. So unfortunately, a little bit of higher snap than she had anticipated. And the Majestics don't really have much to go off of with that first play. Let's see what they come out with next before Portland has a chance to do that. So it looks like Seattle's chance time on offense is coming to an end here. We may have one or two more offensive plays, and then it's going to be Portland's chance to shine on offense. So let's see what happens. Michael Volk dropping back, looking long, throws a point, and unfortunately, he's hit a little bit over the head of number 89, Gretchen Kipkin. couldn't make it work. She threw a boat, and it was strong and it was fast, but it was just a little out in front of her intended target. So let's see what happens now. All right, so that's your blow the whistle, and it looks like we may switch the sides here now. Nope, they're still letting them line up on offense. So Seattle continues to play on offense from shotgun. Michael Volk puts up a good pass, and it looks like Christian Pitchers just ran into number 21 for Portland. Obviously, no flag, not a big deal. And that will be Seattle's final offensive possession. So now Portland will come on out on offense and take their chance, see what they can do. So they're starting at the 35-yard line, and they're going to come out and face the Seattle Majestic defense. So they're going to start with quarterback number 12, Megan. She had a 47.5% completion percentage for the season and 8 touchdowns to go with 675 yards through the air. So in addition to a strong running game, Portland's also got a great air attack. So let's see what they do. And they hand it off, and Casey Riva meets the runner at the line of scrimmage and puts on a good hit. So, no gain there for Portland to begin with. So now we're going to make some substitutions, and we will see what Portland comes out with on offense at this point. Now Portland breaks the huddle, comes on out, and they're going to be starting in the shotgun. They're going to move around. Now number 12 is under center. Here's the play, and it is a running play, number 24, Dawson, but she is, again, wrapped up. She got about a yard on the season. Dawson, one of the another valuable running backs for Portland, she had 88 carries, 404 yards, and a couple of touchdowns to go with it. But this time, unfortunately, Seattle's defense, a little too much. All three of Seattle's starting linebackers were IWFL All-Stars, and you can see why there. So we'll see if Portland, what Portland can get going on this one. They are still about the 34-yard line, and number 12, Megan, is going to take the handoff, and number 27 busts up the center of the field for about a 13-yard gain. That would be Elisa, the leading rusher on the season for the Shockwave. And so that was a good run there, a nice little pickup. And the Shockwave are now at about the 22-yard line and looking to equalize the Majestic touchdown. Now they break the snap, or break the huddle, excuse me. And we'll see what they can do. And here it is. It's another handoff. Nope, it's a fake. She's running to the outside and pitches out an option. And number 27, Elisa Reynoso. And Reynoso gets a couple of yards. And then it's met by number 50, S.A. Sassabasala, and Casey Rivas with the tackle. But a nice little option play. A good fake handoff there by the quarterback, Megan. And then she just switched it out there to Reynoso. So let's see if Portland continues to try and stick with the run or if they want to put it up in the air here. And let's see. Megan is again under center. She's got two in the backfield and one wide receiver out on either side. And here's the play. Looks like it could be a blitz for the Majestic. They head up the center, and let me see here. Dawson takes the ball and gets a couple of yards and gets it within the 20. So Portland now inside the red zone. They're about the 19-yard line. So we'll see what Portland can make work here. And Again, I want to thank everybody for listening. We're coming to you from Clark Field, where the Seattle Majestics and the Portland Shockwave are enjoying an exhibition game in front of an NFL audience. So here is the snap, Portland on offense. They hand off to number 27, Elisa Renosa, and she's hit right away by a lot of Majestics, and that really didn't get anywhere. So they're going to just maybe off to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it for right now. So now there's a couple of defensive substitutions, and the Portland Shockwave get ready to go back on offense. Nathan Vandenberg still leading the offense for Portland at the quarterback position, and she's giving her troops some orders. The Majestics getting ready, anticipating what Portland's bringing. There's two in the backfield and three out wide. And Megan Vandenberg under center. Let's see what she can do. Snap and a pitch outside to Renoso. She runs around the side and it gets a few yards before Camille Head and Renee Lilac for the Majestics bring her down. So it's about the 15-yard line and Portland is driving. And what they're going to do now is, just like in fourth down, if you don't make it, you give the ball up. Well, this time you're not giving the ball up, but you go back out to the 35-yard line. So the drive falls, and Portland goes back out to the 35-yard line. So back to the drawing board there, but a couple of really good hard-nosed runs from the Portland running back, and a really good option play by Megan Vandenberg. So the fans here, several thousand strong, watching intently, really seem to be enjoying this game, and it's just a real treat for everybody to be here. So now Vandenberg in it there. She's going to try to pass, puts the ball up, and she's got a reception over on the far side. Number three, Tucker, picks up about 10 yards. So a good throw and catch, I believe, for his first completion of the afternoon. And Portland is starting with, actually, about the 20-yard line. So a 15-yard completion there, Megan Vandenberg to Tucker. And now they're back in the huddle, trying to decide what they want to do next. Meanwhile, the fans continue to pour in. And the Portland and Seattle team names and logos have appeared up on the Jumbotron for the entire scrimmage, so that everybody knows exactly what they're watching. Now Portland is under center and getting ready for another play. Run in the backfield. And it looks like we are going to have a flag here. So even though it's an exhibition, the referees want to make sure the rules are clear. And it looks like there might have been some movement early. So let's see what the call is. And it is going to be a false start against Portland, so they're going to be backed up a little bit. And we'll see what happens now. Portland comes out, Megan Vandenberg still in still under center. And she's got two in the backfield, Renoso and Dawson. And then she's got three out wide. And the Majestics come away, and it looks like Megan dodged the snap, and number five, Casey Rivas for the Seattle Majestics, was able to just jump on top of it. So that would have been a turnover in standard play, and the Portland Shockwave will have to start back out at the 35-yard line. So far, the Majestics are holding the Shockwave scoreless. We'll see if that changes here. So now there's some conversation there on the Portland sideline. Their coach sending in the players, and we'll see what happens. Under center, again, is number 12 with two in the backfield and three out wide. And it looks like it's going to be a handoff there, number 24, and she breaks through the center and all the way out to like a 10-yard line. So Dawson, with a quick explosive run right up the center,
and she found a hole and made it work. So she goes all the way from the 35 down to the 11. A good strong run there. And so Cleveland with a second trip into the red zone. Last time they weren't able to put it in, but let's see if they can pick up a score here. There's obviously going to be no field goal, so it's a touchdown or bust. And let's see if the Majestics clamp down on the running game. And again, Dawson and Dawson in the backfield. And it looks like he's going to get the ball back again. And this time, number 82, Jazzy Areola, is wrapped her up by the ankles and brought her down after just about a one-yard gain. So not nearly the run that she had last time. But they continue to drive closer. They're about 10 yards, 9 yards away from the end zone. And I'm sure the Portland would like nothing more than to equalize this scrimmage and prove that they can get in the end zone as well. So now we'll see what happens here. They come out, again, two in the backfield, three out wide, two to the left, one to Megan's right, and Vandenberg's still under center. There's some motion now, and here's the snap. Fakes it in up, here's the throw, and it is incomplete. Good coverage by the Majestics, and number three, Tucker, wasn't able to get a hand on it. So a nice try from Portland, putting it up and taking a shot at the end zone. So now Gail, the pit by Pittman, will check in for the Majestics. She's one of those IWFL all-star linebackers. And we'll see if Portland is able to crack this Majestics defense and equalize the score that the Majestics had earlier. So here they are, out under center again is Megan Vandenberg, and she is going to call the play here. Getting ready. Here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to number 27. And she gets her on the side, but it's cut down short of the goal line. She's about 2 yards shy of the goal. So let's see what they do now. They bring in some different offensive line there, Portland does. And see what we've got going here. So the Majestics regroup and hope to keep Portland out of the end zone. Let's see what happens. There's some discussion there in the huddle. Portland trying to maximize their opportunities here as time is running down on this scrimmage. Now they break the huddle, and we'll see what they can come up with. They are just a few yards shy of the end zone. So now under center, Vandenberg, she has got Dawson in the backfield, and let's see if they try to go straight up the center. There it goes. Go ahead, and the ball is loose. It looks like it's a botched step. There, Vandenberg tried to get the handoff to Dawson, and there was just some miscommunication. The ball rolls out, and the Majestic Crystal Air Force Sanderson jumps on the ball. So a second costly turnover for Portland, and they're going to go all the way back out to the 35-yard line. So Seattle defense bent, but did not break, and now they're going to have to try and figure out what they can do. Meanwhile, the Denver Broncos in their away white, some of the team enjoying the scrimmage. Some of them still trying to get stretched and ready to go. And so let's see what happens here. Now Portland breaks the snap, or breaks the huddle. And they're going to come out. They've got two in the backfield, two out wide, and they're trying to get a little bit of extra protection there for Megan Vandenberg. Here's the snap. It's a quick release, and she's got number three out wide. It's a completion, but she's hit right away, wrapped up and tackled by number nine, Adrian Wilson. And that draws some applause from the crowd, as obviously every football fan loves to see a good hard hit. And that was a good quick snap and completion from Portland, but it only ended up getting them about
3 yards. So go begin with the 32 and see what they can do here. So let's see what happens. Under center again, and with 24 Dawson in the backfield, she takes a step, lifts the throw, and she just overthrew her intended target. That would be number 87, Brayton. And so that's it. It looks like that's done. So that is the game. Seattle ends up beating Portland in the scrimmage. They get one touchdown. Portland shut out. But just an overall enjoyable time for everybody here. And I thank you all very much for listening to me ramble on here from Quest Field. The ladies are going to go ahead and give a cheer for the other team and shake hands. And the fans here, several thousand strong, enjoying the scrimmage. So, again, thank you very much for joining us from Quest Field. I hope you enjoyed it. And we will see you next season as the Kansas City Tribe try to defend their IWFR championship. The Majestics and the Shockwave will be back next spring to participate in another great season of IWFR football. So again, from Crest Field, thanks for joining us, and have a good night.
Hey, IWFL fans, everyone to ask the legal question. Get to know your favorite IWFL players, or watch IWFL videos, or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page, and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, but best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.